Hello and welcome to our DSR Daily for today. I am your host, Riley Fessler, joined by the incomparable Chris Cottenmar. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
That is excellent to hear. Chris, what do you have for your first story today?
In response to international pressure and the escalating hunger crisis in the Gaza Strip, Israel plans to flood the area with humanitarian aid through various entry points, as stated by a military spokesperson. Despite accusations from aid agencies of insufficient efforts to facilitate aid, Israel asserts it has no restrictions on aid quantity and blames logistical issues on the agencies. Initial aid trucks have entered Gaza, with more aid and diverse delivery methods, including air and sea, planned. However, challenges remain in distributing the aid fairly and efficiently within Gaza, exacerbated by chaotic incidents at aid distribution points. This is a good step, Riley, but still no sign of any sort of ceasefire, which is really what is necessary at this point to alleviate the situation in Gaza.
So keeping the focus on the region, a new report claims that Yemen's Houthi rebels have a hypersonic missile. They themselves have made this claim, and this has been reported by Russia's state media. But the claim has been cited without evidence. We don't know if this is definitely true. However, experts have said that it is certainly possible. The Houthis have kind of hinted at increased capabilities in recent weeks. We know that Iran has been seeking to develop a hypersonic missile, and as it usually goes, once Iran has something, they tend to send it to the Houthis. So it certainly stands to reason that if Iran has created a hypersonic missile, that it could be in the Houthis' arsenal. So, of course, this presents new challenges. The hypersonic missiles are, of course, a lot harder to intercept and destroy than conventional missiles. So, you know, this certainly could raise the stakes in the Red Sea crisis as the Houthis continue to attack ships. But we'll know more if such a weapon is deployed and, you know, as additional sources confirm this. Chris?
As we reported yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill with bipartisan support mandating that TikTok's owner ByteDance divest its U.S. operations within 6 months to avoid a ban, reflecting escalating concerns over national security and China's influence. While the bill passed by a vote of 362 to 65, it faces uncertainty in the Senate. The Biden administration urges quick Senate action amidst a broader debate on data privacy and foreign control, with TikTok CEO warning of significant financial impacts on creators and businesses. Our friend David Sanger has a piece at the New York Times today stating that the crux of the security threat with TikTok lies less in the ownership and more in the control of the algorithms developed by ByteDance, which are crucial to TikTok's operation. We'll have a link to that article in the show notes, and you can take a look at it yourself. Riley? If you're tired of hearing ads, you can support the show by becoming a member. This week, listeners of the DSR Network shows can receive 25% off the membership price. In addition to an ad-free listening experience, members receive bonus content for virtually all of our shows via our private member feed, enhanced show notes for selected podcasts, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, and early access to select podcasts. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code DSRNetwork, one word, to receive 25% off. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code DSRNetwork. This offer is limited and will expire on Saturday, March 16th, so act now. And thank you very much for your support.
Well, interesting report from Reuters that revealed that 2 years into Trump's presidency, he authorized a CIA operation aimed at influencing Chinese public opinion against their government. So obviously, this is a pretty big story. This clandestine campaign started in 2019, involved operatives using fake online identities to disseminate negative narratives around Xi Jinping's administration and leaking disparaging information to foreign media. So it targeted the party's alleged corruption, criticized the Belt and Road Initiative. And, you know, while it was based on factual narratives and leaking factual information, the efforts were certainly designed to kind of spread paranoia within the Chinese government and force it to expend resources on surveillance. And it's just kind of seen as a countermeasure to China's global influence. As we know, as we've talked about on this show and others, China and Russia are certainly countries that use disinformation tactics globally. So it kind of marks a return to Cold War era tactics. We don't actually know what kind of the impact of this program was and if it was continued under the Biden administration. I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming days following this report. But really interesting story and kind of curious how China will respond to this. Chris?
Federal judge will review arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents prosecution against Donald Trump. Trump's defense argues that under the Presidential Records Act, he had the right to designate and retain certain documents as personal after his presidency ended. Prosecutors counter that the act doesn't permit retaining classified documents as personal and doesn't shield Trump from criminal investigation or charges. The case hinges on whether these documents, some containing highly sensitive information, are presidential or personal records, and Trump's actions in managing them post-presidency. The legal dispute also includes questioning the constitutionality of the laws under which Trump is charged, especially regarding the retention of national defense information by a former president. The hearing is part of broader legal challenges Trump faces, including his alleged obstruction of a federal investigation and mishandling of national defense information. Riley.
Well, a fresh crisis for House Republicans and yet another miserable failure from Mike Johnson as Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, has unexpectedly announced his early departure from Congress. We knew he was retiring, and he had cited his disillusionment with the party, including its handling of January 6th and other matters. He announced that he will actually retire at the end of next week rather than at the end of his term. So certainly a lot earlier of a departure than was expected and exacerbates challenges to the party's already narrow majority. And it also presents problems for one Lauren Boebert, who is planning on running in his district. So now she has had to make the decision whether or not she's going to run in the special election to replace him, which has been scheduled for June 25th. But then that would present problems for her reelection bid. So, and it would also leave her district completely without a representative until November. So certainly throwing House Republicans into even greater chaos, as if they needed more chaos. But really curious to see how that special election will shake out. But it still means that that seat will be empty until June. So more challenges for the House Republicans as they grapple with this incredibly slim majority, now only controlling 218 of the 435 seats. Chris, any parting thoughts for today?
Yeah, I'll just add, Lauren Boebert does plan to run, but apparently she will not vacate her seat and run in the special election. Just looking at this article on the Daily Beast. Yeah, I'm not leaving my constituents. In a statement issued through her campaign, she blasted Buck's decision as a gift to the Uniparty and a swampy backroom deal to try to rig an election. I'm winning by 25 points. In any case, yeah, we'll follow this story closely, but that's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note, we will say goodbye for today, but we have more shows coming out later today. We have our DSR Thursday show with Simon Rosenberg and Tara McGowan. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And we will have more shows for you tomorrow.